Good morning, Dr. Leah.
Good morning.
Of course, Dr. Leah joins us every Wednesday with a tip, as well as once a month for her show. And today's tip is over the top, Dr. Leah, so why don't you share it?
This one's on probiotics.
I know.
What are those?
Yes, what are those? Thank you.
A lot of people don't know the term probiotics. They know the term acidophilus or friendly bacteria. You know, some people, I say probiotics, and they look at me like, what are you talking about? But if you hear acidophilus, that's a type of a probiotic. So probiotics are a friendly, healthy group of bacteria that actually live in our guts. Our digestive tract, I should say. What they do is they help to balance out the pH in your gut. They help decrease yeast, stop diarrhea. Also helps alleviate constipation. They can help with the immune system, fight off infections, and they're anti-inflammatory. So there's a lot of things that they do. And the problem is a lot of us don't have enough of the right kinds, or we've taken too many antibiotics and wiped them out. Or we're sick and we need more. I mean, there's many reasons why we need them, and they're highly underutilized. So what types of probiotics are there? There's actually a lot. And most of the time when you go into the store to buy a probiotic, they're in the refrigerated section of the vitamin area. And there's usually a blend of a whole bunch in there. Like lactobacillus is the most common. But you'll see bifidus, ramulus, saccharomyces. You'll see a bunch of different types that are usually in one bottle. And there's a lot of good brands, but when you see one that's just sitting on the shelf and it's not refrigerated, just be suspect of that.
Ooh, yeah.
They should be refrigerated.
Okay, but Dr. Leah, I always thought you got probiotics in your yogurt. I didn't.
You do get some.
Okay, so you're confusing me. That's why I'm glad we're talking about this.
Well, you get some in yogurt. They use it in yogurt to help culture it, you know, to help it to do its thing.
Uh-huh.
But there's not a lot in there.
Really?
I mean, there are advertisements for whatever that brand is that, you know, you eat it for 2 weeks and,
yeah.
It helps to regulate everything. Well, it shouldn't take that long in the real world, but yes, there's some in there, and that's good. It's good to kind of give your body a little bit, but when you have diarrhea, constipation, mm-hmm. you've been on antibiotics,
mm-hmm.
you're sick, or you have a autoimmune disease, something, you mm-hmm. need higher doses than that.
See, this is very informative.
Right, because we're thinking we're having our Greek god's yogurt.
That's what I'm thinking.
And we're getting our probiotics.
But you see,
you're getting
but not
some
enough.
On a daily, especially if you eat it daily.
Oh, right.
That type
we do.
Of thing. You're getting some on a daily basis.
But not enough.
It might not be enough. I tell most people, like, if your intestines are working fine, you don't have any major diseases, you shouldn't need probiotics all the time.
Okay.
Maybe once or twice a week you take a higher dose, and then you can have your yogurt and stuff that has probiotics in it.
This helps with your immune system too, doesn't it?
Oh, very much.
Right.
Very much, because a big part of your immune system is in your intestines.
Right.
There's tissue in there that actually makes antibodies and to help protect your body.
Okay, but what are some of the signs that you don't have enough? Because I know when I was reading, you were talking about irritable bowel syndrome. Is that a sign you don't have enough if you have that happening?
Well, I don't know that, like, if you don't have enough probiotics that you're going to have irritable bowel.
Oh, okay.
You know, I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg thing, because
okay.
a lot of times people with irritable bowel might have enough, but because of what's going on in their system on a different level, it's affecting the probiotics.
Well, that's why they have to come and see you then.
Yeah, I mean there's so many different things. Like Saccharomyces is a form of a probiotic that can specifically be used for inflammation or eczema, you know, or mm-hmm. stuff like that.
So you need probiotics for eczema also?
Well, eczema is an inflammatory process, and it's a lot of times from allergies.
Oh.
And a lot of those allergies can start in our gut, since that's where our food goes.
You see, this is very important. So now I want to ask something, Dr. Leah. Do you take probiotics by a pill? Is it
liquid?
Do you drink it? How?
There are different ways. That's a great question. Because there's pills, there's powders.
Very concerned.
And sometimes there's liquids, but I think pills and powders are the two most common forms.
Well, a powder you could put in your protein drink.
But it has to be refrigerated.
Ideally.
Okay.
Yes, you can put it in your protein drink. Some forms of probiotics need to be taken on an empty stomach. A lot of them you can take with food.
Okay.
So read the back. See, the problem is with most things. You can't read it because
it's too small.
It's too small.
Right.
So I'm gonna talk to Dr. Lee, and she's gonna tell me what kind I mm-hmm. can get, mm-hmm. and then I don't have to worry about going and looking at them and trying to figure it out. So this is really good information, particularly in the flu season right now.
Oh yes, it will help definitely because. Oh, my gosh, there's so many people with the flu right now. It's just amazing.
It's unbelievable. But we're not getting we're doing our vitamin D.
It's not in our world.
We're doing the cold water. We're doing the socks.
It's
we're
not in the world.
Getting it.
No,
you know?
Not having it.
I mean, girls are coughing all over me, and I'm going, stop it. I'm
get away
not
from
getting it.
It.
It's bouncing off of you.
Yeah, exactly, Dr. Leah. I refuse. So I'm going out to get my probiotics.
That's right. We're doing everything we need. So thank you, Dr. Leah. So let's give out your information.
I'm in Bellevue at 425-452-9366, and my website is naturalmedicineforhealth.com, and all my information is on chatwithwomen.com.
Thanks, you, Dr. Leah.
Thank you.
Great tip, as always.